that assistive listening devices for the use in council chamber are available on request from the clerk's office, or you can ask Jennifer here on at my right. Please note the presentation of David Irwin, scheduled for this evening, has been withdrawn and will be rescheduled at a later date. To ensure all cell phones are turned off, please place them on silent or vibrate. I will now call on Councillor Downey, the acting mayor, to start the meeting with a prayer, please. All rise.
Help us this day, O God, to run with patience the race that is set before us. May neither opposition without nor discouragement within divert us from our goal. Inspire us in both strength of mind and steadfastness of purpose, that we may meet all fears and difficulties with unswerving courage and may fulfill with quiet fidelity the task committed to our charge through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Is there any disclosure of any members of council who have disclosed any pecuniary interest tonight? Councillor McClure?
Yes, sir. I have one. I have a brother and two sons on the volunteer fire department, so I got on the minutes.
Okay. So when the minutes come, we'll let you know.
Yep.
Councillor Misapelli?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Thompson. I, too, have a conflict of interest. I declared at the December 20th council meeting, so during those minutes I have a conflict I wish to declare as I am a professional firefighter with the City of Toronto.
That's fine. Okay. So when that gets there, we'll make sure that we'll notify you of that. There's nothing more. I will now move on the confirmation of minutes. The minutes being held on December 20th. This is the one. Councillor McClure.
Yeah, I have a conflict in that.
Yeah, so bye-bye. I'll need a seconder on this one. Councillor, you're moving it, Councillor Ennis. So, Councillor DeBoer, thank you. So, moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the council meeting minutes dated December 20th, 2016 be approved. All in favor? Carried. So I'll have to get to sign on that one. It's all done. Okay. Is there any? We do have some urgent business matters, and if there's any others, we'll ask for that. I do have a motion coming forward, moved by Councillor DeBoer. Okay. The clerk did say to me, as you notice, we have a couple councillor members missing. So to make quorum, you saw two disappeared but we are allowed to go down as far as two to make the vote for a conflict interest. So I just want everybody to know that we're okay. All right. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey, that the motion without notice be introduced regarding the request of leave of absence, as it is time sensitive. And I'll need two-thirds vote on this, okay? So we do all know it's for Councillor Befford? Okay. All in favor? It's unanimous? It's carried. Okay, so moved by Councillor DeBoer and second by Councillor Downey, whereas Section 259 of the Municipal Act states that the office member of council of a municipality becomes vacant if a member of absent from the meetings of council three successive months without being authorized to do so by resolution of council. Whereas Councillor Befford has been absent from council meetings since November 29, 2016, due to health reasons, whereas Councillor Befford has requested a leave of absence, now therefore be resolved that Councillor Douglas Befford be granted a leave of absence until March 31st, 2017. Okay. So I'll give a minute. I've read this out, but I'll let everybody take a minute to read it. Okay, I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? It's carried. Call it unanimous. Is there any other urgent business that needs to be brought forward at this time? If not, I'm going to move on to committee recommendations. Following recommendations from the General Committee meeting report dated January 24, 2017. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that January 24th, 2017 General Committee recommendations regarding the following matters be adopted. Staff Report 2017-4, Caledon Center of the Arts. Staff Report 2017-14, Handheld Ticketing Devices and Supported Software Single Source Contract Award. Staff Report 2017-1, Delegation of Property Tax Ratios from the Region Appeal. Staff Report 2017-8 regarding the Capital Status Update Report. Tracking System for the Ontario Municipal Board of Appeals. Request to present from the Region Appeal TransHelp Division. Request to present from the Toronto Region Conservation Authority. And Confidential Report 2017-1 Personal Matters about Identifiable Individuals, including Municipal and Local Board Employees, Seniors Task Force Appointment. No questions? All in favor? All in favor? Thank you. Opposed? Carried. Moved by Councillor Misapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that the January 24th, Councillor Downey, oh wow, okay. Yeah. January 24, 2017, General Committee report recommendations regarding the following matters be adopted. The request to present from Besnik Saluni and request to present from Angela Parker. All in favor? Carried. Now the following recommendations from the Planning Development Committee report, January 24th, moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey, that the January 24th, 2017 Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Staff report 2017-13, the request of additional meeting concerning Mayfield West secondary plan update. Staff report 2017-3, proposed street names for Halls Lake Estates, the subdivision Ward 4. Heritage Council meeting date report, December 12, 2016. Heritage Caledon meeting report dated January 16, 2017. All in favor? Carried. Oh, sorry, Councillor Misapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. This is the Planning and Development Committee, January 24th, correct?
Yes.
I just had one question regarding item 2017-06. It was the Committee of Adjustment.
This isn't the one. It's the next one.
Next one. Okay, I'm early.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
So I know everybody put their hand up other than Rob, but I assume that'll be okay. All right. I'll take the vote again, as the clerk said. All in favor of this? This is for the consent items that were in planning and development, the Mayfield West, the street names for Halls Lake, and the two heritage meetings. Okay? So I'm going to have to do it again. All in favor? There. Got it. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer, that January 24, 2017, Planning and Development Committee recommendations regarding the following matters be adopted. Staff Report 2017-6, Committee of Adjustment Decision, Appeal Policy. Heritage Caledon recommendation for listing various properties on Heritage Register. Heritage Caledon recommendation, request for additional funds for participation in the 2017 Ontario Heritage Conference. Councillor Misapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Sorry about that previously. Just one quick question regarding item 2017-06. It was the Committee of Adjustment policy item. The question I had is what, with respect to the recommendation, would these apply in a retroactive basis or only on a go-forward basis related to matters before the OMB?
I'm going to let the clerk answer that.
Thank you, through your worship, to Councillor Mezzapelli on a go-forward basis.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any further questions? All in favor? Oh. Councillor DeBoer.
I mean, that was the answer to that question. We deferred that entire item, correct? Deferred it back to staff.
Can you use your microphone, please?
Okay. That answers Rob's question in that the intent was that it would be go forward basis, but we deferred this back or referred this back to staff, right?
So through the mayor to Councillor DeBoer, you referred the report, you're correct, and the policy back to staff. However, there is a caveat in there saying that any appeals going forward that we would put a placeholder appeal in case that staff are putting a placeholder appeal in place in case there are any appeals that we would have to seek direction from council for until the policy is in place.
Or a policy.
Or a policy, yes,
a
correct.
Policy.
A policy, exactly.
Okay. That's fine, thanks. Just so it's up clear.
Okay, any further questions? All right, I'm going to call the vote. All in favor? Carried. Okay, are there any correspondence regarding the correspondence package that we have in front of us tonight? Okay. If not, I'll go to announcements. Are there any announcements? I'll start with the acting mayor, Councillor Downey. Councillor DeBoer. Councillor Misapelli.
Yes, just one, Mayor Thompson. Thank you. The CCS Transportation Working Group pilot project for expanded transportation service are going to be presenting their results. This will be held Wednesday, February the 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Exchange, which is located in Bolton, 55 Healy Road. So they will be sharing the results, but we'll also be having a discussion in general on transportation. So encouraging anyone with an interest in that particular subject to attend.
Thank you, Rob. Councillor Innes, any announcements?
don't know if this is a good thing. It's not a great thing for Joanna and I because we're going to be freezing. But come February 25th, we're going to be doing the polar plunge in support of the Special Olympics. As some of you know, the Special Olympics will be held in the region of Peel this year. And Caledon has been fortunate enough to actually be holding the golf portion of the games. So in support of this charity, we'll be taking that polar plunge, and look forward to participations from some of the other community members as well.
Maybe
Ryan
McKinney's? No. Councillor McClure, do you have any announcements? Council inquiries. Councillor Downey? Councillor DeBoer? Councillor Mizpelli? Councillor Ennis?
I do. Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just wondering if through our clerk or our legal counsel, if you could, I think there's been a lot of discussion lately, and in particular in the media, about the OMB process. And I know with regards to a report that came forward with regards to committee of adjustment and how those decisions are made, I think it would be beneficial for not only the members of council, but also for our public to have a better understanding of the OMB process. So if you wouldn't mind briefly explaining what the process is from the time that that there is a issue that is going before the OMB, and sort of walk us through that process, that would be greatly appreciated.
Mr. Stravakos, did I get it right?
You did, through your worship, to Councillor Ennis. We can start. It's very similar. There's a couple of different routes to the OMB, but we'll do the committee adjustment process as a good example. Once the committee of adjustment makes a decision, assuming that there's an appeal or potential for appeal in place, the first thing that staff will need is to get direction from council as to whether to appeal or to be a party to that hearing at the OMB. Following that, as a matter of course, legal counsel for all parties has an obligation to explore the potential for settlement. That occurs not only in OMB matters, but in all litigation. Courts have been very clear that's an obligation of counsel, legal counsel. Those settlement discussions are privileged and confidential, which means they can't be, the public can't be privy to them. There's a variety of very good reasons for that in order to encourage settlement and not undermine the settlement process. But they're just discussions, so that's the important thing to keep in mind. They're not binding. They're just there to explore the potential for settlement. And if those discussions progress to the point where it does look like there's some possibility for settlement, or the other parties make a very firm offer of take it or leave it, here's what we're offering, there's a decision point there. And again, staff have to come back to council to get instructions on what the decision needs to be, what council wishes to occur. And that occurs in camera again, because of the nature of the discussions, we can't reveal what occurred in those settlement discussions. The decision itself, though, is public. So if council decides, no, we're not going to take any settlement, that's a public decision, though the terms of the settlement aren't. Or if it decides that, yes, we'll accept the settlement, ultimately that settlement will be implemented, and that's a public process. So whether it's a zoning, to give an example, if it's a zoning bylaw amendment or whatever the instrument is that's going to be altered or changed, that's the public will know what it is. So I think that's basically the major steps of the process. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. Councillor Ennis, did he clarify for you?
He did. I do have some follow-up, though.
Okay.
So Councillor Shaughnessy is quoted recently in the paper as saying that in this term of council, we have had several OMB cases come to council prior to going into settlement discussions. Would you say that this is a factual statement? Because I personally can't recall giving any legal giving our legal counsel any advice to enter into settlement. As we've just stated, that's a natural course of business that this municipality and all municipalities do.
Since I've been here, that hasn't occurred. What may have occurred is what I've mentioned is the first step in the process, obtaining instructions on whether to be a party to an OMB hearing. That's not instructions to enter into settlement discussions. And that's standard. And so is and it's also standard that the potential of a settlement is explored, and that will be any municipality would do so.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say that it's unfortunate that some of these comments have been made publicly that aren't factually correct. And I know that on behalf of myself and most of our members of council that are sitting up here, I just want to apologize. And if you or any member of your team feel that your professional integrity was called into question, I sincerely hope that you know that the majority of council does not feel that way, and that we know that you are following the rules and the regulations that are adhered to by this municipality and all municipalities across the province of Ontario. So thank you.
Councillor McClure.
Yes, I've heard a lot of flack in the community about the fact that we approved this aquatic center. Last Tuesday, we were supposed to hear some delegations. Sherry Cowan, John Rutter, several. So we were going to have the council full, but it's too bad there was the ice storm because a lot of them were going to come. When is the next council meeting in the evening? Because a lot of these people want to know when we can delegate.
Certainly. So thank you, through the mayor, to Councillor McClure. Your next council meeting is scheduled for March the 7th.
Is that an evening meeting?
That is correct. All council meetings are at 7 p.m.
March the 7th. Okay, then. So I'll pass that around because the council chamber is going to be full.
Okay. If there's no other inquiry, I will now move on to our next item, which is bylaws. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the following bylaws be read the first time and finally passed. There's no point order from the public on this.
What is the right date,
Madam Clerk?
So through the mayor to Councillor McClure, the next council meeting is for March the 7th. I will have to check with my staff to see whether that has changed, and we will let the public know if anything changed. We'll include on the agenda.
Well, Mr. Rutter is one of the delegates. Has he not been told
that the next council meeting is March the 7th?
What have you been told?
So we can.
No,
I'm sorry. We can.
My point is that the clerk will know the delegations have been appointed to speak on February the 21st, which is an afternoon meeting.
It has to be a night meeting because these people, some of them work and some of them can't come. That has to be done, Council Mayor Thompson.
Well, you did. So we've officially made it, or the clerk said, that the next evening meeting is March the 7th.
Yes, but that's not when we're scheduled to delegate.
There's something wrong here. Why has he been told that? No, it's okay. I want to know, too.
So through the mayor to Councillor McClure, it was my understanding that the reason for the delegations, that the letter from Ms. Cowan was going to go forward on the 21st of February. I will confirm that to see whether or not that's happening. I'm looking to my staff. And if that's not the case, then we will let everyone know if that's what everyone's wanting to delegate about.
Have you been contacted like that?
Gord, I can't. This is a council meeting.
So through the mayor to council, the agenda is set until the agenda is printed.
Okay. We got to get this straight. We can't have people come in different times because they were really disappointed that they couldn't have delegate.
Well, my understanding is to have it as a public, if it's to be at council, it needs to be done at a council meeting, which is held in the evenings, Gord. So it should be March 7th. It shouldn't be the 21st because that's committee. And I don't think you can do it at committee. I think it needs to come to a council meeting. But we'll firm up and find out what's going on here. John.
Delegation is scheduled for the 21st. So based on that, I requested that my delegation goes to the 21st.
There's a problem here somehow.
Well, I can't have this back and forth. This is a council meeting, and I'm sorry, Gord. I've got to bring it back into line.
Okay.
The council meeting is going to be March the 7th. If it's the 21st, we will firm that up, and we will get back to everybody to make it clear.
Look, I have to get back to it because I have a lot of residents
who
don't want to be here.
Gord,
okay.
You know what the direction is. The clerk's office will be on to this tomorrow, okay?
Good.
And they will firm up with everybody to find out what it is. But I don't know why it would be held at a committee meeting when it should be coming to council because it's already been decided. So if it's coming back, it needs to come to a council, not committee, my opinion. Anyway, we will deal with that. I think we've made it clear, and I'm going to move forward. You want to clarify?
So through the mayor to rest of council. The delegations may happen on the 21st or they may happen on March the 7th. It all depends on when all the delegations, from what I understand, are relating to the correspondence. If the actual author of the correspondence chooses to put it on the meeting of the 21st or she chooses to put it on the meeting of the March the 7th, if that is the impetus for all of the delegations, if this correspondence is, unless there's another motion that comes forward at the general committee meeting that's on the agenda, I can't speak to what's going to happen into the future. It was my understanding that Ms. Cowan wanted that correspondence put forward to the general committee meeting on the 21st of February. If she changes her mind and chooses to place it on the agenda for March the 7th, that is out of my hands.
Councilor McClure. Please.
So that is my understanding. Until the agenda is printed, until I have clarification, unfortunately, I can't provide you any clarity at this time because it's not my agenda item. It's a member of the public's agenda item that wishes to place it on the agenda.
Yeah, but the only trouble is most of the residents who want to come,
Councilor McClure,
have to come in the evening.
And so through the mayor to Councilor McClure, of course, we will work with anybody of how members of council wish their agendas to roll out. My job is only to provide an opportunity, so I don't decide when the correspondence goes on the agenda.
Sorry. But I have to tell them.
Councillor McClure, when I give you the floor, you can speak, but it's extremely rude when somebody's speaking and you're speaking.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if you want to have something to say, you can have the floor now.
Okay.
Turn your mic on because it's recorded here, and the people are listening in, possibly.
I want this to happen in the evening, whenever it is. March 21st in the afternoon isn't going to suit because a lot of my residents can't come. That's all I got to say.
I think you mean February 21st, correct? Yeah.
So then, through the mayor to Councillor McClure, you and I can speak offline because I would encourage you to contact the person who's providing the correspondence to encourage her to place that on the meeting of March the 7th.
Okay, I think we made it clear. Okay, I will now move forward. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer. The following bylaws be read the first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2017-1, bylaw to designate property known as 2 Mora Avenue, the property as being a cultural heritage value of interest. Bylaw 2017-2, bylaw to amend in the statement of cultural heritage significance description of heritage attributes to the Wright Did House, 1565 Queen Street East, Alton, as set out in the Town of Caledon Bylaw 90-58, which designated the property as being architectural and historical value of interest under the Ontario Heritage Act. Guys, shh. Bylaw 2017-3. Bylaw to amend the Statement of Cultural Heritage Significance, Description of Heritage Attributes to the Ward Willer House, 15686 Horseshoe Hill Road, set out in the Town of Caledon Bylaw 96-31, which designate the property as being an architectural and historic value of interest under the Ontario Heritage Act. Bylaw 2017-4, bylaw to exempt certain lands from park lot control, namely Zero Stellar Avenue, legally described as Lot 60, Plan 43M-1801, being Parts 1 and 2 of Plan 43-37-378, Bylaw 2017-5, bylaw to exempt certain lands as park lot control, named Zero Maple, Cider Street, legally described as Blocks 68 and 69, Plan 43M-2017, being Parts 1 to 23 on Plan 43-37-496. All in favor? Oh, yes. All in favor of the bylaws? Carried. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Boer. The following bylaw be read the first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2017-6. Bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Town Council Corporation of the Town of Caledon and its council meeting held the 13th day of February 2017. All in favor? Carried. Councillor McClure, do you want to move adjournment? Second by Councillor Misapelli. All in favor? The meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much. I know.